free energy now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to Free Energy Now. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can see a past lineup of speakers, see who's coming down the pike. And if you're listening live, there's also some call-in numbers if you want to call in and ask some questions. We do ask that you wait to the end of the show to do that. Today is October 20th, 2008, and we have some guests from down in Brazil. We have Eduardo Castella, who's a business development director, and Cesar Soss, who is a co-inventor of what is called the Kepien Scalar Motor, invented by Norberto Kepi, Ph.D. He has written the book, The New Physics Derived from a Disinverted Metaphysics. The Kepi motor allegedly requires a quarter as much electricity to generate power as a normal motor by capturing scalar energy from the vacuum of space. It is named after Norberto Kepi. And again, we are joined by a couple of his associates, as well as Richard Jones, who does some media work with them, and he's down there. He's from the stateside here. So we thank you all for joining us.
We thank you, Alan. Great to be with you, Sterling. Thanks a lot for inviting us on the show, and we're looking forward to whatever you want to ask and presenting this great motor to the American people. I think it's something that's really important and valuable, and I think it has a lot of applications. So let's step into it and find out what we can do to help people in our energy situation on the planet.
Great. I appreciate that, Richard. We typically like to first talk about how it works. We'll spend about a half hour talking about all the ins and the outs of the motor and what it does and how it operates. And then the last half of the show, we kind of talk more about the business end of things in terms of where you're at and rolling it out, some of the applications and those types of questions, intellectual property. So if we could start by talking about how does this thing work? What is it that you have? What makes it and sets it apart from other technologies out there?
Well, Alan, this is Cesar speaking, right? Okay. Alan, what happens is this. Normally, it is the Kepi motor is an electric motor, generally speaking. But the electric motors in general, they use DC current or AC current. We worked with DC pulsed current. Dr. Kepi made a huge work on philosophy, and he found that physics is inverted. And what is this inversion in physics? Physics thinks that energy must be extracted from material elements. So that's why we think we have to have coal or gasoline or material things to extract energy from. And Dr. Kepi redirects this philosophy saying that the space itself, the vacuum itself, has its energy. So this new technology is how to capture this energy from space, leaving the material world free from our from depletion. You see, the current state of technology today has devastated a lot of forests, and we are running out of minerals and oil, so we are in a crisis. And on top of that, we also have the pollution, these elements, this destruction of these material materials, elements, they cause a lot of pollution. It's very dangerous for us now. So the Kepi motor used the basic principle that there is another way of feeding coils and the coils in a motor. We use DC pulsed currents. And why that? Because the natural movement of all matter is pulsating. If you think about the most energetic object in the universe is a pulsar, right? The pulsar is a source of radio waves. It pulsates. If you look at a cell, a human cell or any other living cell, it pulsates as well. So the pulse is the source of energy. So when you think that space is energy, so matter depends on the energy of space to exist. So this technology is just to capture this energy, right? That's the way
I might just interject here if I could. I know from my dad's work in physics with the atomic clock that they have considered using the millisecond pulsar up in space as a time and frequency source. You know, they use the frequency of the cesium atom in the atomic clock, and they count the number of vibrations per second, and it's some huge number. But these millisecond
yes.
pulsars spin at 600 times a second. We're talking a large, massive body that is a dense matter spinning at super high speeds at a very constant speed. So just as a frame of reference, I thought you would appreciate knowing about that.
Yeah, okay, yes. You are right, yes. So if you want to know a little bit of how we constructed it, we did like this. We do not use, in CAPI's view, DC current and AC current are almost the same. We are trying to extract electricity from material elements. For example, DC you use a battery, and AC you are using the power, the magnets spinning, or you are using hydroelectrics. You need water and or coal or nuclear elements to generate AC current. So all of these kind of currents, they are taken ultimately from matter. But DC pulses not. What do we do? We noticed in the oscilloscope, you call it the scope, right?
Mm-hmm.
We noticed that when you make a special arrangement between coils in the rotor and the stator of the motor, when you shut off the DC current, you have a pulse in an inverted way too. You have a pulse upwards and another pulse following immediately downwards. This downwards pulse is different from the inductive interruption we see normally in coils. And so we used this downward pulse. This downward pulse is the extra energy taken from space. The result is that the rotor spins much faster, much more powerful, and the battery or the AC current feeding it, rectified, doesn't expand so much, and the coils get cold. They do not heat up. And one of the greatest advantages of this method is that we can apply this technology, feeding technology, to any other electric conventional motor, any other. We just by looking at it, you can redesign the rotor and the stator of the motor and get at least 80% economy in energy. We managed to make up a 50-watt fan, for example, domestic fan, run on only 3.7 watts. This is an actual data, okay? It was measured in many different ways, and this gives a 93% less consumption of energy. Imagine if this could be applied to an entire nation. If you could change all the electric motors to CAPI motors, this would be great.
I should mention, you recently, last month, were in the California state doing a number of demonstrations that you advertised on your website. And maybe I could ask, Richard, were you there for those demonstrations?
Yeah, sure. We had a press conference in Los Angeles, another press conference in San Diego, and about three presentations of the motor at our World Conference of Analytical Trilogy, which is Norberto Kepi's science. So yeah, we were there in full fetter, as it were, demonstrating the motor. It was pretty exciting.
And you were demonstrating that 50-watt fan being run by 3.7 watts?
At that time, 12. So Cesar has the technical data. At that time, 12, right, Cesar?
Yeah, it was running on 12 at that time.
At that time, it's been improved since then. So it's much more efficient even now, yeah.
Okay. Only even then, 12 watts is a very decent demonstration. 12 watts running a 50 watt fan, meaning that it's rated at 50 watts, meaning that's what it usually takes to run that fan at that speed, and you're running it with 12 watts.
And now with 3.5. So actually what we're seeing is an enormous efficiency, Sterling, because of what Cesar was talking about, this disinversion of physics. Instead of taking all the energy from the sort of the material realm, we're now capturing it from this free energy reservoir, if you want to call it that, in space.
So in the scenario, it's with this conservation of energy where you're using much less to do the same amount of work, is there a way, since you're harnessing this vacuum energy, so to speak, or energy from the vacuum is usually how it's worded, would there be a way to harness enough energy that you don't require any energy input, and you have a device that sits there that gathers energy from the vacuum and does not require any input energy, can serve as a primary generator, not as just an efficiency system?
Well, that's really the goal. Wouldn't that be something? That'd be fantastic. But Cesar can talk directly to that because he's been thinking about that himself, I know, in his waking moments constantly.
Okay. Since we started working with this new DC pulsed system, this came up to our minds. If we are taking energy from the space, then it would be, in theory, possible to make it run continuously without any other input. The question is, so far we haven't achieved that, but the motor we are developing very fast as well. It needs to be put a little bit more money and time into it. But the thing we can devise for now is to work this motor together with solar panels. Because imagine, Alan, if one square yard solar panel could run, let's say, 100 watts equipment. And this solar panel, together with a deep discharge battery, the solar panel doesn't need full sunlight to work. You know, if the weather can be even cloudy, but it charges the battery. And if our motor runs on much less energy, our motor could continuously run for days and days and days with very little amount of sun energy. So we are almost touching what some scientists call free energy over unity equipment. This is a reality. For now, we could do it. You see?
And so rather than a house being covered with 20 kilowatts of panels that would cover the entire surface of a large home, they could do it with maybe one panel that would still provide the same amount of net output by combining it with your system?
Yeah, exactly. This is what we intend to do now, to make some associations with companies that produce solar panels. Then we could have houses running entirely on free energy. Just a little input from the sun, the rest our motor does it.
And it become, and that's Eduardo, and we are already setting a kind of agreement with an enterprise here in Brazil that produces solar panel. So, in fact, what we are talking about, that this technology nowadays, at least here in Brazil, I don't know, in the U.S., it's not so cheap. No, it's a kind of expensive. And we are talking about reducing the size of the panels in about 80%. So we are talking about reducing the cost and making a lot of home appliances real now from the use of solar panels.
Okay.
And also I would like to add this, the car industry. If you think about the car industry, I came to know that the Tesla motors, for example, it released a car running on batteries. But they use about 3,000 laptop batteries. Imagine if all the cars in U.S., for example, were to run on batteries, on electrical batteries, right? Then where would this energy come from to recharge the batteries? 6 to 6 to 8 hours you need overnight to recharge the batteries. You would have to install much more, many more power plants. And these power plants would run on nuclear energy or coal, which in the U.S. you use a lot, right? Or hydroelectrics. So this is not a real solution. But with our motor, these 3,000 batteries could be reduced in at least 80% because we can make the same torque with 20% of the batteries at least. This would be what you could transfer the entire fleet of the United States without changing the system, the electrical system of the country, right?
So you're saying that with the efficiency derived from your system by combining the battery of and the motor of an electric vehicle,
yes.
You would require much less input electricity because your system allows a much smaller input to get the same output.
Exactly that. Exactly that. In the order of...
You wouldn't require beefing up of the electrical infrastructure of the country to to convert electric vehicles or to convert gasoline vehicles into electrical vehicles.
Boy, isn't that something, Sterling, that's necessary? If we keep building nuclear power plants and hydroelectric plants, you know, we're going to get into a lot of trouble. So if we can diminish the amount of input we need and get the same output, this is an enormous advantage to us.
I should mention there's another company that I visited this last week in Utah called Millennial Motors, Inc. They have a motor that is super efficient, so you combine your system that uses much less electricity from the battery to run their motor, which is getting like many times more energy out across the spectrum. You take a normal motor, and it's got a lot of metal, a lot of iron in it, and you get a heating from the collapsing of the field with each time you have a pulse of electromagnetic system to get the turning around, the attraction and repulsion from the magnets and the electromagnets in a motor. Their system, they reduce the metal component by 98%, and they actually have a very simply wound coil that looks like a spool that as the field collapses, they're able to gather that energy back into a capacitor to dump into the next cycle, and they're running their motor super efficiently, not just at the peak efficiency level, but across from very low to high RPMs. And so it seems like a good motor to combine with your technology so that, you know, they're able to retrofit into a gasoline motor or diesel system, take the transmission portion out, replace it with their motor and their transmission, and you turn a previously petrol-powered vehicle into an electric-powered vehicle, then combine that with your technology.
Now you're doing some good networking for us, Sterling. That makes a lot of sense. So that's great. We'll check into that.
Yeah. Well, tell me, I'm curious from a scientific point of view, you know, you did your demonstrations in California. Have you had any third-party testing and replication of your technology?
We have already showed this motor for some 8 or 9 companies here in Brazil, and we set a demonstration here in Brazil too for universities and for motor companies. And for example, there were present persons, for example, from the University of São Paulo, from WEG, that's another motor company. And what I can say is that we have presented this at all these facilities with all these companies, and the result was always the same. You know, that's the point.
They got really impressed with the running of the motor, and some of the people, they had doubts if the measurements instruments we did to measure they were accurate enough. Then we performed an experiment said by one guy from GM, General Motors. He asked us to make an experiment that would be the ultimate test to find out if the motor really was high efficient. We did two. We took two batteries, car batteries, new, and we put two fans, domestic fans, one running continuously in one car battery, and the other one we replaced for a CAPI motor, a similar CAPI motor equivalent. The first one, the conventional fan, took 10 hours to drop the speed of the blade from 1,100 RPM to 850 RPM. This took 10 hours for it. Our motor did the same work in 55 hours. So we got 80-something percent more efficiency with the motor, too. So when we show this to the companies, they get very interested. So now we are looking for partnerships, and we are going to spread this the maximum we can.
Okay, when you that kind of experiment or result is very convincing. Have you had your motor replicated by a third party and tested that way?
Well, we have friends who have done it, and technical people who have performed the same experiment and have the same results. But this is our friends, technical friends, not other companies, because we are opening the schematics of the motor this week.
Yeah, let me just say something about that, Sterling. We've been noticing now that many people are very interested in developing this motor for their own personal use in their house, anything like that. You know, Americans mm-hmm. are very industrious in this way. So we just had a meeting today with Dr. Kepi, actually, to talk about this, to talk about how we're going to put this out so that people can access the schematics, can build their own motors. We're talking about individual use, of course, anything that people want to fabricate the motor, then they're going to have to talk to us in terms of money in that way. But we're just in the process now of preparing videos, schematics. We'll have those all on the website so that people can download that information for making motors for themselves. It's a very exciting, kind of like they do with Linux software, any open architecture. We're looking to do that and have input from people. What mm-hmm. it'll mean, he said, that'll all be available for people. We're hoping by this week, we may be delayed a few days, but we're going to try and get it out this week. We're running like crazy to do that, and we'll publish press releases all about that so that it's out there and in the news, so you'll get information about that.
I would recommend along those lines, as you know, I think a lot about open sourcing and making these things available, as you're describing, is something that we promote a lot on our website. And there's basically, just because you technically are giving the information away does not mean that you can't also make some money so that it becomes a revenue center for you, so that you, while you might in one way give the plans away for free, you can also make a downloadable set of design, full set of plans, well presented, well formatted in one PDF document. There's a resource called ClickBank, clickbank.com, that you go to, and you basically create a splash page, a landing page for people to go to that gives them an overview of what it is you have, and then you enable them for, like, let's say, for example, $100. They pay $100, and with that, they can then download the plans. And with that link, they then go to ClickBank. ClickBank takes their money, and then they send you a check twice a month for those plans. The thing that's nice about that is that now I can also, on my website, I can make a link to your ClickBank page or to your splash page, and I put a little code in there that tells ClickBank when they go and they click on their link to make the payment, to make $100, I get paid $50 and you get $50, and I'm now motivated to advertise that product on my website, me and many others. And if it's something that sells really well, you've got people all over the internet who are now advertising your ClickBank book because they're getting $50 every time somebody buys one. And that's how it can really go viral, is because you have the profit motive built in there, as well as making some great information available.
Totally sold. That's a great idea. And look, because this is part of the Stop the Destruction of the World Association, a nonprofit association, was formed in Paris a number of years ago and continues here with our facility here in Brazil. We're very, very interested in developing these kinds of partnerships and having some money come through our association, not for us to all drive Mercedes-Benzes, but for us to be able to help people, because the purpose of our association is to help stop the destruction of the world. So we have educational models, we have many lectures, we have books, we have many things that can help people. So that's our motivation there. So your suggestion is a great one, Sterling. Thank you very much for that.
You've seen the advertisement, Water for Gas, perhaps, on the web. That guy is selling a set of plans for around $100. And at one point, he was pulling in money at a rate of $5.5 million a year using this model.
Okay, those are pretty good numbers. So I think that this is a great thing for us to be thinking about. And you know, we're trying to find ways to link up with people. We're getting a lot of emails from people who are saying, look, how does it work? Where are the schematics? So this is why we're going to do it this way. And I think your suggestion of linking into other sites is a great way to go.
Yeah, because that way you're basically letting the plans out, but you're doing it at a nominal fee. I mean, $100 is not a lot to ask for a set of plans like this. And people can build one for themselves. It's basically a one-off license. And then if somebody wants to go into business, now that they've built one for themselves and they really like it, they can talk to you about a license for manufacturing. And rather than, you know, not everyone's want to go out and build one of these things. They're going to want to buy a finished unit. And you can also make available from your website places in the U.S., place in the U.K., place in the Australia, where people can go and buy a finished unit from this company that's licensed with you for such and such range of an output from, you know, 0 to 1,000 watts. Go to these guys for 1,000 to, 10 or 100 watt or 100,000 watts. Go to these guys for industrial applications. Talk to these guys. And you can basically, you know, you'll be getting a piece of all that action. You have all these licenses out there. This is a way to really roll it out virally.
You're totally right, Alan. The people, enterprise that wants to produce our motors in a commercial way, they have to ask the permission for us, as you said. And one of the reasons for that is that we want to develop not only the motor, but the philosophy that's surrounding the motor too. Now, we want that the enterprise that produces this kind of motor not only produces the motor, but produces motors in a way that contributes for the employees too. Now, so people, the enterprise have to share the profits of their work with the workers and in a regular way, and we want that we keep developing this technology for the world. So you're totally right. It's very interesting for us to listen from you these ideas.
It's a nice marriage between two approaches, the commercial, traditional approach and the open source approach. Just because it's open source doesn't mean it has to be free. And along the lines of open source, you know, you can have a set of plans available on a website where people can make those, kind of look at them free of charge and post improvements that they've come up with. Maybe an inventor over in the Ukraine comes up with a really clever way to, you know, make it even more efficient. Maybe somebody over in Australia comes up with a way to have a self-runner so that you have no input energy. And you have two things going on at once. On the one hand, you have this set of plans, which is a documented set of instructions of how to build one of these things so that somebody can build one with known results. Here's the kind of results that you'll get when you download these plans. Meanwhile, you know, at the same time, you've got somebody who's come up with a way on your open source site to make it even, you know, three times more efficient. And you're working on a set of plans, and 2 months later, you've got that set of plans that you're making available now when people go to your website to download for $100. And it's basically a very active interface. The set of plans that they're buying are maybe 2 or 3 months old, but it's a well-presented, well-formatted, documented, meaning that it's a certified set of plans that this is what you're going to get if you download these plans. If you follow these instructions, here are the results that you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are setting right, because the Stop Association wants to open this up in order for other scientists and inventors in the world to help and give their contribution so we can give this out to humanity. Because if we look at the state of the planet today, is in danger. We don't know if we are going to have humanity in 10 or 12 or 20 years, you know. So we really, really want to build up an intellectual internet around this motor, so more and more can be put into it and the entire humanity benefits from it. This is the ultimate intent of the Stop Association.
You might even consider a Craigslist type of form where people could post, let's say there's a guy in Colorado who is making these things. He bought your plans, downloaded them, and he made one for himself, but he's really good at making these things, and he wants to make them available for his neighbors. And anyone, you know, in Colorado who wants to buy one, they can just go to this guy and they can, he can have a picture, you can have an eBay form or a link of eBay available, circuit. So you don't have to ship one from Australia to the Ukraine. You can ship one from Australia to within Queensland, for example. You don't have these big fees where the shipping costs more than the device. Just get a list of local providers who have a contract with you to make these things available and have some marketing guy who coordinates all of this stuff. There's no reason that you have to have one central distribution. You have people who are downloading plans, making these things available locally and through eBay and some of these other sources that we have already established. You can really network this stuff out there.
We're sold. I think it's fantastic what you're talking about, how to use all this technology together and getting more people involved. As Cesar said, it's so important now that we have some way to work together. And if we can work together on something that's so good, you know, that helps humanity, helps people in their communities, then we've got to find a way to make that as available to people as possible, and not just keep it as a proprietary idea where only a few of us here are aware of it. So your ideas are right in step with what we're thinking about, and thanks for offering them.
So the thing that's nice about this model is that you can get, we're talking about, you know, a week from now, you can have the planet being penetrated with this information at a rate of hundreds of thousands of units per week being made and built and distributed. And we need that kind of urgent deployment, because we don't have a lot of time before society could completely melt down. And this kind of thing can give a kind of a new wind or second wind to society, giving them hope that we don't have to melt down to destruction. There are some new solutions coming out.
Well, that was really, really well spoken, and very much in resonance, to use our new physics terminology, very much in resonance with what we believe and what we would like to have, you know. And we're working very hard here to get this out, you know. Norberto Kepi's television program is in over 40 countries now. translated and dubbed. We work on those all the time. We have podcasts. We have books that are where we're getting available on the internet. We've just come back from San Diego to present Norberto Kepi's work there, and his work is extremely expansive, not just in the area of physics, but in the area of society and psychology and relationships, and it offers many, many hopeful messages for us. This is just one of them, and maybe a very practical one, because we need to solve these problems immediately, as you said. So we're very interested in what you're talking about, Sterling.
And I agree with you that this is not just a technological solution that we're talking about. There's a mindset that needs to change here. When you go from a scarcity mentality, which is basically a required mentality for the marketing and that the traditional business paradigm of one company competing with another company, you know, they say you've got to buy it now, you know, or else this opportunity will pass. This scarcity mentality, you know, we're the ones that have this design, and we only have so many of them, so you got to buy it now and pay this price. Whereas what we're going into is an abundance mentality, where now you can have generators deployed in the deserts, pumping out water to make the deserts blossom. And you can have somebody living on the top of a mountain somewhere. He doesn't have to have the grid hooked up to him because he's got the device and, you know, one solar panel that's turning this device that makes all of the energy capable. He can be pulling water from the air through condensation through this device as well. You can live anywhere you want. You can drive anywhere you want. This really opens up a whole new paradigm that is really a new consciousness. It's a new mentality. No longer do you have the grid upon which you're dependent. You're not dependent on foreign oil. You can live anywhere, drive anywhere, be anywhere that you want, and do anything. You know, basically let the human spirit blossom and thrive.
Sterling, and Norberto Kepi calls this disinversion. That's why in the book it's called a disinversion of the inverted metaphysics, because it's exactly this that you're talking about that is the essential thing for us to understand in every field, not just in the field of energy, right? The field of politics, the field of economics, in every area of human endeavor, we are inverted. We have inverted our values. And so if we can disinvert this, and what I love about the motor is it's one way that we can literally show in clear terms that by disinverting this idea that energy comes from matter, we have an enormous impact into the practical mind of human beings. And our hope is that this is the sort of the wedge in to this whole change of paradigm that you're talking about, because that is our intention, and you've said it very well, totally our intention, and certainly Norberto Kepi's intention. We need to make this very available to as many people as can work with it and let the world change, because we really need this change now.
We've not mentioned the name of your website. What is that?
The Kepi Motor site is kepimotor.com, okay? We've started a blog as well on this, but I think everything will have links to it on kepimotor.com. That's the best one to go to for information about the motor right now.
And spell Kepi, that's K-E-P-P-E, right?
Yeah, K-E-P-P-E-motor.com.
And you'll have links from there. We also have a feature page on your technology at peswiki.com. That's P-E-S-W-I-K-I. And if that's okay, we'd love to also make those things available from our website so people can be collaborating. If I could also maybe just put in a pitch for at peswiki.com, we've got a great infrastructure where people can come in and build a page, post the replication, post their data, it's a publicly editable website like Wikipedia, for example. And so it's really conducive to this whole idea of sharing information, updating pages, correcting spelling mistakes. You know, some people are really bad with their spelling, but they're brilliant when it comes to science, and they need a little help with their writing and explanations to make it a little more clear for other people. So you have a number of people working together, and you can have all of this index. You can have a right-hand column that shows, you know, links some of the key pages. You might have a page about theory. You might have a page that the people who are in theoretical can expand of where's this energy coming? How does it work? Why is this working? You can have another page about replications and the index of all the different people who have replicated this and made it work in their shop. And you can have some variations where some people are posting information about maybe how they tweaked the design, and you can have an index page about the latest developments, so you can have basically a news page of all the things that are happening with this technology, from the whole range of replications to theory to political ramifications. It really is conducive. I don't know what kinds of tools you might have at your website, but does that sound like something that might be helpful for you?
Yes. Of course, Sterling, everything you've said is totally in line with what we would love to do. And, of course, you have a much more technical experience with this in a direct sense, so we're sort of taking notes as you're speaking. It's great. Thank you.
Yeah, well, this is the kind of thing that we've been looking for and seeking for a long time. When we founded our organization, PES Network, way back when, about 4 years ago, this, you know, it's precisely this kind of thing that we live for and we breathe, you know. So I'm jumping all over this. You know, I kind of feel bad because I'm taking a lot of the time here to kind of expand and enlarge on what you're saying you're doing. I'm just really excited about this.
Our latest developments, we are trying, Sterling, to make a 6-kilowatt generator to power a home with a solar panel. I think this is very, very feasible in a very short period of time. Imagine if we can have that in a few months' time, we could send these plants all over the world, and we could help and save the planet soon. I think if we all work together, this can be done. We Brazilians, we here from the Stop Association believe that.
Indeed.
Thank you for your contribution. You are being great inspiration.
Absolutely, and we can also do translations into all the different languages. Where, you know, if somebody comes along who knows one of the other languages where the information is presented clearly and has proven to be an adequate set of plans that results in a working unit as shown in a picture or video, somebody who knows that language can translate it into another language and create a page at PezWiki for their language and post their plans in their language. And so you can have a link in the directory, you can have translations, and you can link, you see all the different languages that it's been translated into.
You know, Sterling, it might be really good to just give out an email address where anybody who's listening, who has ideas, who could help us to make these links that you're talking about, will, of course, be in touch with you. But anybody else, would be very good for them to be in touch with Eduardo. So I'm just going to give his email address now, okay, for anybody who's listening. It's Eduardo, E-D-U-A-R-D-O, Eduardo, appstop.org.br.
That's Eduardo, E-D-U-A-R-D-O, at stop, the word stop, S-T-O-P, .org.br for Brazil.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah. And he's collecting all of this stuff that we have together, and in our meetings here, he brings all of this to our collective meetings that we're having, and so this will be very good for helping us to organize how we're going to get this out, because as you're speaking, I'm realizing that one of our big challenges has been in exactly this area you're talking about, how to network it, how to get it out there in ways, you know, so how to get it onto these various websites, how to make these business negotiations, relationships with people. That's something we're very, very interested in doing. So I'm sure people will come from your website, from this radio program, who can make those links with us, and we're very, very anxious to work with those people as much as we can.
See, all the tools, the computer tools are already in place. They're there, they're running, and it's just a matter of making those go to work for us. And I'm sure there's a number of tools that we've not even mentioned here. People with their Facebook profiles, for example, can advertise the book on their Facebook thing. We can make a cute little graphic that people can click on. We've got a great graphic artist on board who can make a nice, good-looking graphic. People can click on it. They buy the book. This guy gets, you know, 50%. You guys get 50% that you can then use to further propagate the information and to, you know, cover the salaries of the different people that will be involved in the translations and the networking and, you know, coming up with the plans in the new languages. And, you know, with the, you know, everyone at home, not everyone, a lot of people have their own video cameras. They can take a video of this thing, upload it to YouTube. That's free. And then we can make a link to it from our Pez Wiki page. That's free. You can build a new page at Pez Wiki. That's free. You can post a set of plans in another language at Pez Wiki. That's free. You know, you can come up with a set of components in Australia. Here's where you go to buy all the components. You can have make, model, part number, website where you go and buy this thing. You can have somebody who can start making these things available as a kit. So they basically put all the stuff in a box, ship it to you, you assemble it. There's a whole gamut of things that you can do.
When can you start, Sterling? We're looking for employees now, so.
Immediately. And we've got the network right now to do what we're talking about. We've built it.
Yeah.
This is what we live for. That's what we're set up to do, is to do just this kind of thing. And so what I can do is I can get somebody who can serve as a project director who would then work directly with Eduardo to help coordinate all this stuff, and we can have it up and running tomorrow.
It's very welcomed. Here's my email, and I'm waiting for his call.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it. There we are. There's the spirit that we need, right? Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. We could have this up tomorrow. I mean, that's how fast it can go. The plans, you know, to get them worked up and whatnot, that'll take a week to make sure that we've got everything communicated clearly, the pictures are presented right, you know, something that we can throw up at ClickBank. That make, you know, 3 to 5 to 7 days to have that thing up and running. It depends on how much information you have ready to go on your end. But we're talking a really quick turnover time here.
Yeah, you know, this is very exciting for us. You know, we've been sort of working away in the wilderness here, trying to bring this new physics. Cesar has been working on this for over 10 years, I think.
Oh, 96, from 96.
So 12 years he's been working on trying to understand the ideas in Kepi's book, because it's a radical departure from how physics has been seen. So it's taken him 12 years to get to this stage, and now we're at the stage where it's coming into practice. The ideas from the book are being manifested through the motor, and now we need this help that you're bringing to us today of how to get this thing out there for people. So we've done all the background work.
Yeah, let me mention another resource that's going to be really helpful in this process. There's a forum called overunity.com, and we often link our pages to their pages and back and forth, because that's a group of people who would just jump all over something like this. There's probably 1,000 people who would be inclined to build one of these things, and I would guess just from their existing infrastructure of people on their website that within a month, if this thing really works like you're describing, I bet there could be easily 500 people who have replicated the thing just from their existing network. And we're not talking about new draws that this project will bring in. As people start seeing success and they start seeing other people doing this, and this will just go viral so fast. But just from the existing network, there's probably 500 people over there capable of building this thing in a very short period of time.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's, you know, you're speaking the right language, because we need really exactly what you're offering us today. So this is great that we're having this conversation. We feel like we're interviewing you, Sterling.
Certainly has taken an interesting twist here. Not a problem.
No, this is great. This is you've been very generous in what you're offering to us and stuff.
So yeah, what we'll need from you is you know, all the information you have in terms of your schematics, the any pictures you might have, list of materials, how this thing is built, all the tolerances, any If you have blueprints for things that need to be machined, well, if you have any CNC type of drawings, if you have all of your AutoCAD files, all of your video files, and we can throw all this stuff up on our site in very short order and start organizing it, laying it out so that we have it's very well presented, so it's a clear presentation. We can get our people working on coming up with a complete set of plans available in one PDF document that people can download. We can throw that up on ClickBank. Really, all this stuff can happen really fast.
Okay, we got a lot of work to do, and so we'll get a list from you off air about all the materials. We just made some notes here about schematics, pictures, materials, how it's built, blueprints, AutoCAD files, anything like that, any video files, and we'll start preparing all of that material. We're moving fast, we're moving forward very quickly with this, and most of our work has been in the production of it, in the research, the development, developing the prototypes, testing it, making sure it works, understanding how it works. So there's been a lot of work in that area, and we haven't spent much time at all yet in the area you're talking about, it's spreading it, getting it out there. So this is our next step. This is what we need to do next.
Yeah, and see, this next step will add to the previous one you're talking about, understanding it, documenting it, because when you open up the world community in an open source project, with the caveat that any commercial ventures need to be done through you, through a license, but a full license, green light for anyone to build one off. If they want to start doing a billet for their neighbors, then they need to talk to you. And you know, you want to have the language on the site saying, if you start building these things for your neighbor, we just ask that you send us X dollars, whether it's 20 or 200, whatever is a reasonable number, for this size of unit, just send us this amount, and you know, you're good to go. And you could even have a form online that people could fill in, send, you know, electronically, and they've got a contract with you, and they just start making them. Just basically cut loose the creative genius of the planet. Just let them have at it.
Because there's a lot of resources here that we haven't used before, and I like this very much because we're stepping outside now, outside the grid, outside the usual way of doing things. We're bringing it into the people, really, and this is very much Norberto Kepi's philosophy, that the people need to begin to create new structures, new systems, new ways of doing business, new ways of working together, new ways of educating each other. This is all part of what the Internet can do, what your radio program is doing, what this motor is trying to do.
Let's recap here. We've got about 3 minutes left on this show. Let's recap what it is that we are going to start with in these set of plans, what it is that somebody's going to be building, about how much it's going to cost, in parts, and about how much time it's going to take them to build this thing once they've got the parts.
Well, the motor, the Kepi motor, is much easier to do than the conventional one. It can even be built without any magnets, just electromagnets positioned in a right way, but this design is very, very simple, very simple. If we have one Kepi motor to replace a motor in a domestic appliance, it will always cost less. If we speak about in big production, it will always cost less than the conventional one, about 50% of the regular one. And it's simple to do. And if it's a motor that doesn't heat up, you can replace the coils for aluminum wires, aluminum cables, which are 30% lighter than the copper ones because they don't heat up, and it doesn't need to be high-quality materials. They can be done, the body of the motor can be done on nylon, wood, or even paper, if you will, because it doesn't heat up. So the advantages are so big, depending on the application, you don't need much hard materials or things difficult to find in the market, you see.
Do you think the 50-watt motor output would be a good place to start that requires only, 3.5 watts or even 10 watts, whatever? Is that a good design to start with?
Yes, very good design. Anyone can do it at home. You don't need any factory to build one of that. You can do it by hand with wood or a piece of plastic. That's it. It would be very, very easy to do, to start with, yeah. And I think the ideas, if people will start to build the Skeppy Motors, a lot of ideas will come to them, and they will share these ideas with us, and so we can exchange technology, intellectual knowledge, and this will go forward faster and faster, and very soon we will have a final product that maybe even become a self-running machine. I believe it can become a self-running machine. There is a specific point yet we didn't grasp it, but I'm pretty sure we can get there.
For example, it's Eduardo again, and what Cesar said, it's we have already experienced it here in Brazil, because we have visited, as I said, 8 or 9 enterprises here, and every single person, engineer we talked about, gave us an information, a new information for us, and we are able to develop our products. You know, so now we decided to spread to the world this technology. No, and now we have we are totally sure what we are offering. No, and we think that, and we believe, and as you said, that the whole world will contribute to the same development we have seen here in Brazil already.
Yeah. One quick question, then we'll have to wrap this up. About how many dollars in parts are we talking about for the 50-watt output fan?
Yeah. In Brazil, you would spend about 15 reais, which makes $10. $10 to make one at home.
All right. We'll end on that note. Hey, you guys, it's been great talking to you. We'll be in touch by email. This has been a great interview. We've been talking to Eduardo Castella and Cesar Sauce and Richard Jones with the Kepi and Scalar Motor. Thanks for joining us.
Yes,
thank you
so much.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Pure Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.